Genesis 4:1b. And Eve said, I have gotten a man with the help of, from, Jehovah. From this expression of Eve, there may be gathered another reason why she did not call Cain a son. It was the greatness of her joy and of her reverential awe which prevented her from calling Cain a son, for she thought something greater concerning Cain than a natural son. She considered Cain would be that man who should bruise the serpent's head, and therefore she does not simply say a man, but a man of Jehovah, implying that he would be that man concerning whom the Lord God had promised her that her seed should bruise the serpent's head. And although Eve was deceived in this her hope, yet it plainly appears that she was a holy woman, and that she believed in the salvation that was to come by the blessed seed. And it was because she believed this that she so greatly rejoiced in the son which she had borne, and that she spoke of him in the exalted terms contained in the text before us. It was as if she had said, I have gotten a man of God, who will conduct himself more righteously and happily than I and my Adam conducted ourselves in paradise. Therefore I call him not my son. He is a man of God, promised to me and shown to me of God. It might have been for this latter reason also, as well as for the former, that Eve did not call Cain a son. With respect, therefore, to Eve's adhering so closely to the divine promise, and believing so firmly in the deliverance that should surely come through her seed, in all this she did rightly. For, by the same faith in the seed that was to come, all the saints of old were justified and sanctified. But with respect to the individual intended by the promise, she erred. She believed that it was Cain who should put an end to all those calamities into which Satan had hurled man by sin. The faith of Eve, however, rested on a certain opinion of her own, without any sure sign and without the sure word. The promise indeed was true and certain and sure, but nothing was said or signified definitely whether it was Cain or Abel who should be that great conqueror of the serpent. In the matter, therefore, of determining the individual, Eve was deceived, and consequently her giving to her son so proud and joyous a name was all in vain. For the text shows that Cain was so called from the verb signifying to possess or to acquire, so that by this name Eve consoled herself against the evils she had brought upon herself, and set against them the acquisition of eternal life and salvation, which she should obtain by her seed, against that loss of life and salvation which she had incurred by sin and Satan. It was as if she had said to her Adam, I remember with sorrow what we have lost by our sin, but now let us speak of and hope for nothing but recovery and acquisition. I have gotten a man of God who will acquire and recover for us that glory which we have lost. It was this certainty of the promise, therefore, and her sure faith in it, which drew Eve into this haste and caused her to think that this, her first son, was the seed concerning whom the Lord had made the promise. But Eve, poor, miserable woman, was deceived in this. She did not yet see the extent of her calamity. She did not yet know that from the flesh nothing but flesh can be born or proceed, John 3:6. That sin and death cannot be overcome by flesh and blood. Moreover, she knew not as yet the point of time in which that blessed seed concerning whom the promise spoke should be conceived of the Holy Ghost and be born of a virgin into the world. Just in the same manner, the patriarch, after Eve, knew not this point of time, although the promise of the seed to come was gradually made clearer and clearer by the revelation of the Holy Spirit. In the same manner also, we in our day know assuredly that there shall be a final judgment, but the day and the hour we know not, just as Christ says, even unto his apostles, Matthew 24, verse 36.